Well, good morning to you, bro. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. Good morning.
This whole thing about the way you reprimanded your child, man. What did your kid do, actually, for you to do what you did? Because I wasn't sure on that. I think you said that he stole something. And so, you know, as a parent, you got to reprimand.
He went over his mom's house for the weekend. I got full custody of him. And he stole some games and a charger. Then he came back in the house, and he bragging about it. Like, look, Dad, look what I got. I got this game and this and that. Mommy did this. And I'm like, all right, cool, you know. Then I get a text from his mother, like, you know, I think he stole something. So I gave him the opportunity to call her and confess, you know what I'm saying, confess to what he did. And he texts her and tells her all he took was a charger, you know. So basically he lied to me and her. So I felt like, and then at the same time, he was on his Instagram and his Facebook, you know, posting the games and bragging on about it. So I was like, okay, so you think you're somebody on this Instagram thing. Let me lower your status a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So,
how old is your son?
He's 11.
So what made you say, you know what, this is going to be the way I reprimand my child?
You know, as in spankings and stuff like that, these days, they take that seriously. You know what I'm saying? And honestly, it don't really work. You know what I'm saying? It lasts about 2 minutes, and they cry, they forget about it, and they're back doing whatever they're doing again. For him being 11-year-old, I felt like I had to go to his friends. You know how your mother showed up at your school when you was a kid?
Yes, I do.
And you knew who kid it was. That was the only kid who was actually doing their work at the time. Oh, that must be his mother, because he ain't doing nothing like he used to be doing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I felt like I had to get him there. You know what I'm saying? Kids got a separate mindset in their own little world when they're doing their own little thing. I felt like I had to attack his friends to let them know how serious it was. I never thought that it would be this big.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I made him delete it off his page the next day, and it was crazy about a week later. You know what I'm saying? But I felt like I had to get to his friends, because that's what he cherished the most.
Now, how has he been acting ever since this has happened? Has he changed his attitude, or is he embarrassed going to school? Because it's become his own little thing now that, you know, it's even beyond your control at this point.
He changed, you know what I'm saying? Of course, he don't want to be on the internet anymore. But at the same time, you know, he did a lot of, it kind of created a monster, sort of, in a sort of way. You know what I'm saying? Because now he getting a lot of attention. And, you know, he was talking to him right in the school. His school knows about it, but he doesn't know how big it really is, because I didn't tell him. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't want to tell him what's really, really going on, even though eventually he'll probably find out.
What about his mother? How is she feeling about this?
She thought it was hilarious. She has no problem with it. Me and her talk on a good basis, you know. She has no problem with it.
Talking to Elsky Stacks, father of the young man that was holding the books over his head, the way that this father decided to reprimand his child after he found out his kid was doing some bad things that he should not have been doing. Now, how have you been dealing with it? Because, you know, you got the flip side of people like, oh, this is bad parenting, embarrassing your child, humiliation on social media. How you been dealing with that?
Oh, man, I get a lot of stuff in my inbox that's crazy. You got to know your child. Some children don't need it. Some children do. You know what I'm saying? Some people rather whip their child, and I'm not really all for that. Like, it gets crazy. You know what I'm saying? You get child protective services involved, and they want to take your kids, and you trying to discipline your child, which I feel is wrong. But we got to find some type of witness for our kids, or else we're going to lose them.
Now, you got three other kids. Has this sent a message to them?
Oh, definitely. My my youngest son, of course, he wants me to do a video of him. Like, it's crazy. But they get the point.
Elsky Stacks, father of the child that was reprimanded on social media a couple of days back when we saw the story. I said, hey, let's reach out to this brother and see what he thinks about that. I appreciate your time. Hey, look, it's either you or the police department.
Right.
You know, they said, right. John Wooden said, discipline yourself so others won't have to.
There it is.
That's real.
So good luck to you, and congratulations for being one of the fathers out there that's, you know, stepping up to the plate and doing what has to be done to make sure that their kids go in the right direction.
Thank you. Thank you for recognizing it, man. I appreciate y'all's time.